This is Anthony Pitch's time of the year. He's a Washington, D.C. writer and tour guide who, in the weeks before the mid-January President's Day holiday, brings out an updated little paperback book that's a hit with tourists. It's called Exclusively Presidential Trivia, and it contains more than 650 brain-teasing questions and answers about U.S. chief executives. Pitch has also written scholarly books on subjects such as the assassination of President Abraham Lincoln and the burning of Washington by British troops in 1814, but the trivia book is pure fun. Anthony Pitch tosses out obscure facts that, he says, stimulate the memory and provoke an interest in history, breezy tidbits such as these. Did you know that the maker of a 1938 series of U.S. postage stamps about former presidents completely forgot to include Herbert Hoover? Did you even know there was a President Hoover? He served from 1929 to 1933, just 5 years before those stamps were issued. Hoover was born in the state of Iowa. And that's significant because he was, and here comes more trivia, the first president born west of the Mississippi River. Here's one you can take a guess at. How many American state capitals are named after presidents? A colleague of ours guessed 40. But perhaps surprisingly, it's only 4. Jefferson City, Missouri, Lincoln, Nebraska, Madison, Wisconsin, and Jackson, Mississippi. There's a Clinton, Iowa, too, but it's not the capital. Here's one last one. If both the president and vice president should die in office, who's next in line? It's the Speaker of the House of Representatives. Even for many Americans, just the name of the Speaker of the House would be trivia. It's John Boehner. Oh, and Bill Clinton, Jimmy Carter, the two President Bushes, and President Obama are not on any postage stamps. Until this year, the Postal Service had a strict rule that no living person, not even a president, could appear on a stamp. I'm Ted Lanfair.